This is Mark Strassman, reporter for the latest voting news. We're about to talk to Ryan King, who's the executive director of Republicans Abroad. Welcome to the latest voting news.
Thanks, Mark.
You're the executive director of Republicans Abroad. Republicans Abroad and Democrats Abroad got together last week to write a letter. Why don't you tell us what was in the letter and the process by which it was put together in this bipartisan way?
Well, it's kind of an anomaly for Republicans Abroad and Democrats Abroad to agree on something. But when this CERV issue came up, we felt it necessary to voice our views and the views of our members overseas to Congress and to different media sources around the United States.
Okay, now when you say it came up, are you referring to, because CERV has been going on for a while.
No, just after the dissension came
right.
out.
The report saying that it was insecure and couldn't be made secure.
Right.
That one, okay.
Right, that report.
So that was about two weeks ago, I'd say.
Right, right.
Okay.
And we worked on the letter for about a week.
Okay, you who worked on the letter?
Both our co-chairman, Joan Hills, and myself, and Tom Fina.
Okay. And what were you trying to say? What was your main point you wanted to make?
Well, our main point was we claim that internet voting, this voting over the internet, was appropriate for this particular presidential election because it's a relatively new program. I know it's been going on for the last couple of years, but there are just too many security concerns that we have
to merit the convenience for Americans living overseas to vote. And especially in this election, and with all the difficulties of the 2000 election, we don't want any inconsistencies or any types of any kinds of mistakes made counting the votes in this election.
Okay, and you feel that the technology that you essentially did you pretty much agree with the findings of the
yes we did
those people?
with the dissenting remarks.
Okay. I'm looking at the letter here that you sent. It went out to a wide variety of senators, John Warner, Carl Levin, Trent Lott, Christopher Dodd, and also on the House side, Duncan Hunter, Ike Skelton, Robert Ney, and Robert B. Larson. Have you heard back from any of them yet?
Presently, no, we have not.
Are you planning any lobbying or further publicity or other steps to get your joint interests here served?
Yes, we will be following this up okay. soon.
All right. Have you been in contact with anyone in CERV office or the Pentagon about what they're doing? And
No, we're still waiting for them to respond to our remarks.
Okay.
And Democrats Abroad, as well as Republicans Abroad, but various other organizations abroad, the ACA and
what are the you're in that community? You don't know who are these groups? Give us the full names of the groups.
American Citizens Abroad,
right?
And FALCO, the Federation of American Women's Clubs Overseas. Various groups have come out against this.
Did they join in your letter, or just gave
their
support?
They did not join in our letter. We wanted to make this strictly Republican-Democrat.
Okay. What's been the media response to this?
It's been rather positive so far. Very few interviews that we've had have been dissenting.
Right. Was it more on, isn't it great that Democrats and Republicans are doing something together, or was it on the substance of that CERV isn't a viable system for internet for voting in this election?
Both. I think that it was a manner of saying that the CERV program shouldn't be used. They said, look, it's a bipartisan effort
right.
Against this, and so this only emphasizes the point.
It emphasizes the point that no one's trying to get a partisan advantage here.
No,
essentially,
we're not
right.
Like we're both working for our citizens overseas.
Right now,
and I know that they've instituted in seven different states, and we really have no comment on that because we don't deal with it.
Right.
But if we did, then again, we would probably come out against it. But
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean about the seven states. But
Seven states have instituted internet voting.
Oh, no, they haven't. Seven states have signed up for the CERV program.
They've signed up for the CERV program, right.
Right. Meaning
right.
that people in the CERV program can vote over the internet, but
right.
anyone else, no one else can.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we're just focusing on our constituencies overseas.
Okay. Speaking of your constituencies overseas, let me ask you about this. The only real reason, other than that it's fun to experiment and spend money that's been put forward for doing this, is that overseas voters don't get their ballots in a timely way, and they don't get them back in a timely way. As the, how long have you been running? How long have you been executive director of Republicans Abroad?
Less than a year.
Okay, but in that time, or what you know about in the past, what's your perception of how well the current system, the non-internet voting system, works to get absentee ballots, ballots to the people overseas and get it back in a good, in a timely way?
Well, it's very true. It is, I mean, it is less convenient,
right,
to get the actual ballot overseas, but they have, I mean, the programs, they can request their ballots online electronically, which is fine. That's great, you know.
Through the FVAP.
Yeah.
Through the Federal Voting Assistance
Program.
Yeah,
exactly right. And that's fine. If to get the ballots overseas quicker is fine.
Right.
But actually voting,
right,
electronically, we have strong concerns about.
So pretty much you're...
Regarding how difficult it is, yeah, it's true that that people overseas need more time, and so what we try to do is make them aware of this and try to get them to register earlier and try to get them to get the request their ballots earlier, and because it does take a little bit longer, that's true.
But there is enough time. I mean, the election's in November.
Oh yeah, there's more than enough time.
Right.
A lot of these people, because they're not actually living in the States,
right,
they tend to put it off longer, and thereby making it more difficult when it comes crunch time.
Right. So you're saying if the voters are conscientious,
right,
they can. There's plenty of time and plenty of apparatus to get their ballots and get them back in a timely way.
Most definitely. Because, I mean, just I would think that if you're looking at Americans living in, I don't know, Indonesia,
right,
that they would have a easier time getting a ballot by mail than they would going to secure computer terminal and voting.
Well, secure, it hasn't seemed to have come into this much. It's just a computer terminal that runs
exactly
Windows.
Right. That's where most of our concerns lie, because people will be voting from various different non-secure internet terminals.
Right.
And there's really no way to regulate this.
Right.
And who knows who could hack into it, who could distort the election results. And, I mean, give it more time.
Okay. Again, what kind of, if you can talk about the efforts or plans do you have underway to approach Congress? What's the scenario do you see? Are you trying to get hearings on this in Congress, or are you trying to persuade Secretary Rumsfeld to just cancel it, or
not trying to get him to cancel it. We're
right.
trying to get him to delay it.
Okay, until?
Undetermined date.
Okay. Delay it until an undetermined date. Are you trying to get Secretary Rumsfeld to do that, or are you trying to get Congress to have hearings, both, something else?
As of yet, we haven't planned anything.
Okay.
In that regard. But, we will be.
Any marching or picketing of the White House or the Pentagon?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Mostly
right.
through recommendations.
Okay.
And, well-placed phone calls.
And you'd say overall, though, that the responses you've been getting from the media and from the political
been
players...
been positive.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you, and hopefully maybe we'll check in a few more days and get an update.
Great.
And see how this is going, because apart from the virtues one way or the other of your case, it's so good to see Democrats and Republicans doing something together that we should encourage that by all possible means.
Oh, isn't it?
on something that's this important, it's good to see it.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.
And don't hang up, though. Just
okay.
We're going to say goodbye here. Thank
okay.
you again.